his fittest friends, and this year should be a special source for Marmini Marasi Shayichu. And Ilunishmas Marasester Basrib Shmuel, the Gorn Ksubis, and the Afkimel Bey says that if someone's bread was already baked and the wine is prepared, the whole suda was prepared, and then the father of the chassan dies or the mother of the kala, they put the mace in cheder, chassan and kala bring them to the chuppah, and then they have shivasimei mishta and then shivasimei avelus. And the reason is that after the din regulus chal by the shivasimei mishta, so the dinei yemei avelus are pushed off. Like a regel, right? The regel pushes off the avelus, so too the shivasimei mishta push off the shivasimei avelus, the tzlach and brachas, as is brought by Rabbeinu Povarsky in his Chidushim on Maseches Ksubis and Siman Zayin. We're going to base ourselves on Rabbeinu. So the tzlach and brachas and Avim Zayin Amid Beis asks that we see in the Gemara on Moed Katan Yadalad Amid Beis, the reason a regel is docha avelus is because the essay of the rabbim of the regel is docha the essay de yachid of avelus, and if so, the din regel of the chasen, which is also an essay de yachid, why should it be docha avelus? Regel is docha avelus, the essay de rabbim, but it's only an essay de yachid. So he writes, the tzlach, that a regel of a chasen is considered an essay de rabbim, because everybody is mitzvah to be mesameachim. We have to understand what he's talking about, this tzlach. Because the mitzvah of simcha, midin regel, is only on the chasen. Other people are chayv l'samecho, so they have to be mesameachim. But not midin regel. He has a din regel in his own personal simcha. But they don't have a din regel. That's not a simcha de rabbim. They just have to be mesameachim. So it would appear that the tzlach is learning that when you're mesameach the chasen, so the etzem cheftza of your simcha's chasen is that you are part of his simcha. So his simcha is like a regel. His simcha is midin regel. So those who are mesameachim are also being mesameachim midin regel. And therefore the mitzvah of simcha's chasen is like an essay to rabbim, and therefore it's docha the avelus. However, it would appear that we don't have to come on to this. And adarab, it's better to say that the regel of a chasen is an essay de yachid. Why is it better? So we'll see. Because in the Gemara Moed Katan there, it says that if a velus a velus to Meid Kari, it says that an avil is not knowing his avelus beregel, because it says v'samachti v'chagecha, and the reason is that if the mace died before the regel, so then asi esei de rabim v'samachta b'chakecha, the rabim is doicha the esei de yachid, it's doicha the mitzvah esei of avelos. It says evil yachid asi lach, it's an esei amutal ala yachid v'avelos tahashta. So first it says if the avelos is meikara, in other words the mace died before the regel, then the esei de rabim is doicha the esei de yachid. And if it's avelus tahashta, if the mace died not before the regel but during the regel, the avelus is in chal. And the reason is because lo asi esei di yachid v'dochi esei di rabim. Because the esei of a yachid, his avelus, isn't docha the esei di rabim. So either way you spin it, the regel is docha the avelus. And mavur lehedya b'divrei ha-gemara, the yesh b'zedim kadima, that if the avelus would precede, it would be avelus to meikara, then the regel is doch the avelus, because asi esse de rabim v'dochi esse de yachid. The esse de rabim of regel is doch the esse de yachid. So there's a din kadima for the regel over the avelus. Avalim hayu shavim. But let's say they were equal, then the regel wouldn't be docha avelus. Why? Because the Avelus preceded the regel, so Avelus has kadima. Avelus came first. In the end, we don't say, we don't go with the Avelus because the regel is stronger. But if they'd be equal, then the regel wouldn't be doch the Avelus. And according to that, that it says there, that if the regel was first and then came the Avelus, so what does it say? Lo asi esei diachid v'dachi esei derabim. So the esei v'yachid isn't doch the esei v'rabim. That's the Ravcha de Milsa. Where it doesn't have to say that. It makes it even better. That the esei diachid isn't doch the esei derabim. Because even if they were equal, the Avelus wouldn't be doch the regel. Why? Because the regel came first. So in other words, we have dine kadima. So really, if Avelus came first, the Avelus is kodim. But in the end, Avelus isn't kodim because the regel is stronger. It's an essay to rabim. But in theory, the Avelus should come first because it has kadima. It was before the regel. And then when the Gemara says Vayter, that if the Avelus came during the Regel, the Regel wins because it's an Essay to Rabim, the Gemara doesn't have to come on to that. The Gemara could have said even more Pashut, that it has just makes it better now that it's an Essay to Rabim. But more Pashut, the Regel came first. So even if they were 50-50, even if they were equal, the Regel would still beat the Avelus. Not saying it's even better, the Regel is stronger than the Avelus. But even if they were equal, it would still beat the Avelus because it came first. So you should go with what comes first, unless you have some reason not to. So it emerges that this has there's a din kadima. Whatever came first wins. Kol shekadmu shivasim ha-mishta. If the 7 days of mishta come first, then the Avelus of a yachid is not doche, a regel de yachid. In other words, if you have a yachid against the yachid, so then if the shivasim ha-mishta came first, and the Shiva Siman Mishta win. The Shiva Siman Mishta are doch the regel of the Yachid. V'adarabba, according to the Tzlach, that the regel of a chasan is considered an essay to rabim, if an Avel marries a woman, b'sochim eveluso be'iser, so then the Avelus is going to be pushed away. Why? Because now you have an essay to rabim of his simchas chasan, and that's docha the avelus. His essay to rabim is docha essay to yachid, and this we haven't heard. Why haven't we heard this? Because in Pashtut's, like we're saying, that whoever has din kadima wins, and regel. And chasan, the simcha of a chasan, is only a essay di yachid. So if the essay di yachid of the chasan came first, so then pashit it's doche the avelus. And if the avelus came first, then pashit he's not allowed to get married, and it's doche the shivasim ha-mishta. And even if he does get married, according to this, doesn't matter. Because the Avelus came first, since the Avelus came first. So you have to stick with the Avelus, according to the Tzlach. If you would get married in the middle of the Avelus, then you'd have to go with the Shiva Siman Mishta, because that's a mitzvah derabim. So it could be that Nisue Isser don't have a din of Shiva Siman Mishta, and therefore you would still stick with the Avelus. But again, according to what we're saying, it's much better. Because whenever Avelus comes first, the Essay de Yachid of the Chasan is not Docha the Essay de Yachid of Avelus. So it emerges that the, according to what we're saying, the Essay, not like the Tzlach, that a Chasan is an essay di yachid, and a avelus is also essay di yachid. So if whatever came first is what you follow, and even if you have a person's an avelus and then he gets married b'isser, he's going to stick with the avelus because the avelus came first, because it's an essay. They're both essay di yachids, so you go with whatever came first. So just like when we're dealing with the regel. The regel also, you should go with whatever comes first. The only reason you don't is because a regel is an essay de rabbim, but in theory you go with whatever came first. Ubeikar din, and talking about the halacha that it says in Moed Katan, that a regel is docha avelos, why? Because asay essay de rabbim, and it's docha the essay of the yachid, and therefore regel is docha avelos. Tosis there writes that it's mashma that the avelos ike essay doi raisa. It's mashma that by avelus there is a mitzvah essay d'oraisa. Because you know what the Gemara could have said? The Gemara could have said even more pashit. How about this? How does this sound? That regel is d'oraisa and it's docha avelus, which is the rabbanan. So if a person's in avelus and then the regel came around, and the regel wins because the regel is d'oraisa and avelus is only the rabbanan. So the mashmaus of the Gemara is that avelus is also d'oraisa. However, the Rif at the end of the second paragraph of Brachos writes that the sig is going according to the mind number that avelus yom rishon is d'oraisa. V'gam tofes leila mid'oraisa. D'oraisa sham dim kadma avelus d'hainu shemes lo mes erev regel asi esse d'rabim v'dachi esse d'yachi v'akorchach shegam b'leilo avelos hi d'oraisa. So the Rif learns that the sugya is going according to the Man Yomar, that avelos on the first day is d'oraisa, and not only that, but the night is also d'oraisa. Because it says there that if the avelus was first, in other words, a relative died on Erev HaRegel, so what's the din? The din is that the essay de rabim of the regel is doche the essay de yachid. Meis lo meis b'erev haregel, the essay de rabim of the regel is docha the essay de yachid of avelus. So it must be that b'leilo avelus is also d'oraisa, and that's what the Gemara says, that the reason regel wins is because it's an essay de rabim, and it beats the yachid, the essay de yachid of avelus. And that would imply that by avelus there's an essay d'oraisa, and the first night, at least the first night, the first day, and it also chaps the first night. So that's why the Gemara says that if the avelus started by day, and that night would also be d'oraisa, despite the fact that the night is d'oraisa, meaning the first night of the regel wins because the regel is an essay to rabim. Shagasaria in Simon Samaches asks on the Rif what it says in Sukkah Memches from the pasuk of Acholak, so we're memayate the first night from the mitzvah of Simcha. So if the Rif is correct, we have a problem. How is the essay of Avelus, which is Min HaTorah, Nidche Al Yidei, the first night of the Regel, which is only the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, Ach, Yom Rishon, the Ach is a miut. What's the miut? That's memayit, the first night from the mitzvah of simcha. So if that's true, then how does the essay of avelus, which is min haTorah, according to the Rif, the first day, how is that pushed off by the regel, which is only derabbanan on the first night? And the Sefer Emek Bracha he brings from Reb Chaim. I walked into shul a few months ago. I met the son of the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha died when this man's now in his 70s. So the Emek Bracha died when he was a little child, but Reb Aryeh Pomeranchik. So the Emek Bracha brings from the Grach. That we've been meeting on the first night, it's only from the mitzvah of Akravas Shalmei Simcha. So we don't have to be makriv zvachim on Erev Yom Tov and eat them at night. But sha'ar minei simchas, there is a mitzvah on the first night. That would be a bummer, right? If you think the first night of Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of simcha. Reb Chaim explains there is a mitzvah of simcha. Just there's no mitzvah of shalmei simcha of the karbon. So then I would explain that the first night is a mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha, and therefore that's docha the regel, because then essay d'rabim is docha the avelus, because the essay d'rabim of the simcha is docha the avelus. However, we have to understand, because it says in the Ran in the fourth parak of Sukkah that Shalom Rein Simcha Lebabaser Ala Mitzvah Mera Mufchar V'Lo LaHakev. Ayin Sham in the Ran. So you see that the Ikra Mitzvah Stam Simcha Korvus Shalmei Simcha is just a hider. So you can't explain Pshat that the Gemara is being Memayit Shalmei Simcha, because that would all be true if Shalmei Simcha was a separate mitzvah. But Ladas HaRan, it's one mitzvah. And the whole of Shalmei Simcha is a hiddur in your simcha. So when we're memayit the first night, it's from all types of simcha. It's from the mitzvah of simcha. There are no two separate. There's no mitzvah of a carbon and a separate mitzvah of being sameach. It's one mitzvah. So if we're memayit simcha, it's memayit the mitzvah of simcha. That's a big kashan, Reb Chaim. And then that reinstates the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. Because the Shagas Aryeh asked, if the first night of the... According to the Rif, the first night of Avelus is Daraisa. And according to the Gemara, the first night of the Regel is Darabanan. So how is the Darabanan Docha the Daraisa? How is the Darabanan of Simchas HaRegel Docha the Daraisa of Avelus? So Reb Beryl explains as follows, that it says in the Gemara that there's a Din of Kadima. What does it mean, a Din of Kadima? That whatever comes first is what you follow. Whatever comes first takes precedence. In principle, there should be. The only reason you don't do that is because of the issue of essay derabim is docha the essay diachid. But in principle, you would follow what came first. So we have to understand. She'im ani don hu b'makom shtei mitzvot hasotrot zo et zo. If the discussion is in a place where the two mitzvahs contradict each other, then how does Kadima help us? Right now, they're both in front of us. They're both in front of us and they're contradictory, so who cares what came first? Right now, we have to do both mitzvahs. So how does Kadima change things? So it must be, the nidon is, in the etzem chalos hasimcha v'avelus. And the inyan is that the regel is bat smusa yom simcha. And in the takana of avelos, there's a chalois din on the days that these are shivat simei avelos. And that regel is mevatel avelos, it means that there's no Torah simei avelos. Normally you have a Torah simei avelos for 7 days. And the regel is mevatel that. Now there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban if dvarim shibit sina are noeg beregel. Das HaRambam, no. Dvarim Shabbat Sina, and I'm Nogim Baregel. And according to this, we understand that these are Mamish not Yemei Avelus. If even Dvarim Shabbat Sina, if even private things you don't do on the Regel, so then these Bechlal aren't days of Avelus. And it would appear that even Ladas HaRamban, that you're noeg Yemei Dvarim Shebitzina, that's because there's a din shem evel on the gavra. He has a din of an avil, the gavra. And this doesn't go away. So he still has to be noeg Dvarim Shebitzina, as hopefully we'll explain more in the future. But the etzim hayomim are not Yemei Avelis. And therefore they don't count them in Yemei Avelis. According to this, it would appear that even the Dechia is not because of the mitzvah b'fa'al, but rather that the Zman of the Simcha of the Regel is Docha the Zman of Avelis. It's not because of the mitzvah b'fa'al that you're doing, but it's the Zman, Simcha Shel Regel. Like we said before, what is a Regel? A Regel is Batzmuso Yom Simcha. Takanas Avelis is that these are Batzmusim Yemei Avelis. So the Zmane Simcha is Docha the Zmane Avelis. So according to this, it would appear that we have a miyud on the first night of Simcha is only a ptur from the mitzvah of Simcha b'fo'al. You don't have to be mekayim this mitzvah on the first night. But the etzem chalois zman simcha sein was even on the first night. And the moment the chag comes in, it's a zman of simcha. In Meirav we say, zman simcha seinu. And therefore, since the regal is an essay de rabim, toiras zman simcha seinu, in other words, the oraisa, it's a zman of simcha. You b'fo'al don't have to be happy. But these are Yemei Simcha. And therefore this Chalos Yemei Simcha, like we proved before, that according to the Rambam, there's no Avelus even Bitzina. Why? Because these are not Yemei Avelus. There's a Chalos Din, this is Zman Simcha, not a Zman of Avelus. And it's the Zman Simcha that's Docha the Zman Avelus. So even if a fall, you're not knowing the simcha, because we have a special meat in the Torah, but it's still a time of simcha. You don't have to feel it, but that's a chalos in the time, and that's memela mevatel the yemei avelis. So therefore, the first night, even though the avelis is daraisa and the simcha is not daraisa, nevertheless, because we have a miut on the simcha of the first night, so how's that going to be docha? How's that going to be Doche the Avelus? And the answer is that since it's Midoraisa, it's a Zman of Simcha, even though before you're not Chayv to be Noeg Simcha, but it's a Zman of Simcha, so Memela, this Zman of Simcha is Doche the Zman of Avelus. So we still have a lot more to explain and talk about, but we've already seen a flaws Mitaras Hashem. And I'm hoping very much that we're able to continue and see more and more niflaos and la'avdo b'simcha u'tuv le'ev of meirov kol. Shalom, shalom.